A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 39. As the crew head back to Nar Shaddaa from Endor, Kel D-Bag has another pod race to win. The next race is being held on the icy planet of Ando Prime, or Andu Prime, as it's known in other parts of the galaxy. But the boys must make it back to Nal Hutta soon, as Verbok is awaiting their presence. So you guys travel the 2 weeks back towards Nar Shaddaa, towards Ando Prime, for Kael's pod racing adventures. Anything happened in those 2 weeks that is notable that you guys want to talk about? Dromedus just continued spending his time meditating and also working with Chubrub and Marky.
Chubrub and Marky, you can get some training in.
I know.
Yeah, Willie knows because he still has the robot following Dromedus, who, by the way, has noticed at this point.
Well, that's on you.
Is totally cool with it.
I got corporate sponsorship for my...
Pod racing?
Pod racing.
Through who?
The first one is just an energy drink company.
What's it called?
Hyperzip Fuel Extreme.
Okay, so they sent you a script for a commercial. Why don't you just go ahead and rehearse that real quick? How does the commercial
God dang, you can put me on the spot like that?
Hell yeah, I am.
Hell yeah.
Hey, it's your boy, KLD Bag, here with, hitting you with a new flavor, Berry Blaster. It's like shots in your mouth.
And then you hear like...
Shots,
and it's just like a lot of flashing lights, barely me at all.
But you're just you standing by the, because you're just practicing, you're rehearsing for when they film it. So it's really just you just hitting the light switch on and off.
Shots.
Okay, what else? Who else is sponsoring you?
A soothing cream for aches and pains.
Okay, what's it called?
Icy Hoth.
Okay.
Perfect. That was pretty good.
You tired of killing creatures in like 4 or 5 rounds? You want to get down to like maybe 2, maybe 1, with no actions? Try Icy Hoth for your aches and pains. Take from me, a guy who bumps his noggin on a lot of shit.
And this is like it, just me rubbing cream on my forehead and just.
I think hot. But take 2.
Who else?
Oh, that's all I wrote down.
Okay. Anything else happening on the ship?
One thing I did was I looked through all of my income history.
Oh yeah.
And I just don't have any. For the last 6 months.
Yeah, you haven't had like since. It hasn't been 6 months. It's been like maybe a month or three.
A month or three.
Yeah, we haven't done that. We'll do yours when we get to Nar Shaddaa 2 so we can create it again.
See you in 5 months.
Nah, you're going to head there pretty soon after this race. Anything else are you guys doing? You guys pretty much just on a ship for 2 weeks.
So yeah, some painting.
Cool. Yeah, adding all that stuff to your mural.
Your historical record.
I'm going to turn my room... Do you remember that scene in the end of the second Predator where there's just, like, trophies hanging on the wall when they're walking through the Predator ship? That's how the engine room's going to start looking now.
Jesus. So you guys arrive on Ando Prime. You guys land. You get the pod racer put onto the Tin Sparrow. You take it down to the planet, and Thorben's there waiting for you because it's not that long of a trip for him from Nar Shaddaa.
Yeah.
And so he's there, and he's like, "Hello, sirs.
Murder bro.
Hey, Thorben. We don't call him that name to his front side."
he pulls out a data pad, and he's like, "Look, I made the front page."
And oh, no.
And it says, Nar Shaddaa Ripper strikes again.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, no.
I'm going to give him the tusk that I brought back from Endor. And he's like,
here you go. Congratulations, buddy.
He holds it because it's huge. It's a big beast.
It is the size of him.
No, it's not the size of him. It's about 2 feet. So
you earned it, buddy.
He's like, oh, cool.
I murdered it just for you.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Put it on your wall. Okay. Think about all the times you murder.
Will do.
Did you get those decals put on like I told you to?
I sure did. All those flames that you wanted, plus all the sponsorships, including the one that you just signed up for the other day for Frygieri's cooking school.
Oh. Okay.
You did not.
I did. We'll talk about this later.
Oh, I mean, it was the flames. He's going to see.
That's... Hey, take it off.
I can't.
Too late now.
Laser etched.
Gotta go prep for the race. Come on, Thorby.
Yeah, so you and Thorbin go down to the... You and Thorbin go down to the holding area for where all the pod racers are being held. You guys do some last-minute adjustments to the ship. You guys are taken out to the starting line. Real quick for everyone else, you guys can make bets. They are capped at 500,000 each. Kale is projected to win based on the thing, so the payouts will probably be pretty low. Nah. So, yeah,
sorry.
It's not necessarily worth it.
Nah. I'll put 500 G's on my dude.
500 G's. Okay. You guys get seats.
I buy everything that someone brings by.
Merch.
Peanuts, merch.
Okay.
Everything.
Just for the hell of it, you are now out 500 credits.
Oh, well,
the amount of money you just spent on everything that's gone by.
Yeah. That's fair.
You even got one of those, like, press the globes and it spins around and lights up.
I gave that to Chub Rub.
Oh, gosh.
Everybody. Okay, there's, like, three tiers of seats. There's the boxes that you can sit in for 10,000 credits.
Drag.
That is for a box that can seat up to 20 people.
A box drag.
But you guys can obviously just have one for yourself. There's, like, the really good seats for 1,000 credits. They're just, like, right in the middle of the stands, real good seats. And then there's, like, shit seats that are 500, because this is a big deal pod racing event. So there's hundreds of thousands of people.
I want to treat my fam. I'm going to get a box.
Okay.
For everybody.
All right.
If they want to come.
Yeah. So you buy them a box, and you guys all go to the box. And you're still buying, still take out that 500 credits that you spent. Yeah, okay.
And I'm carrying it all in my hands while walking to the box.
Yeah.
Dropping things.
Foam fingers.
Hey, Chubb, grab that for me.
Those beer can hats with the straws.
I'm imagining, like, you know those little, like, stress squeezy balls? I'm imagining, like, a KLD bag, like, stress ball that you squeeze in the ice.
A D-tote bag.
You're obviously not getting any money for that because it's part of one of your sponsorship deals.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You guys get to the box. Dramatis is with you guys, and it's the five of you with him. And you see your boy bringing his pod racer out. Thorbin's there with him. They're getting all hooked up. Thorbin runs to the side. The pod race is getting ready to begin. Give me some rolls, my dude. We're going to do six total. So give me the first one.
Vroom! 31.
The other racers include Hugh Thief, Prox Molly, Wim De Drosk, Jax Blaze, U2 Bathins, Telfire, Farad Chopra, Mats Cantrell, and Bats Cantrell. Mantra?
My man Chopra.
These are all racers that he faced off with.
And the current champ is Hugh Thief, if I'm not mistaken.
Hugh Thief is the current champ. He is
the Ando Prime champion.
Yeah, so he has won in the past, but Kale is set to dethrone him. But you guys take off, and in first place, it's tied as Prox Molly. And you two Bathins, they take the lead, and you are right behind them, and right behind you is Hugh Thief. He's right on your tail. Woo! Give me another roll.
That is a 26.
All right, you take the lead.
Yeah, yeah.
The other pilots don't do as well, and you just kind of bolt forward. You are now in the lead with, it looks like, you two Bathins is right behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Give me another roll.
33.
You are still in the lead, but now behind you, Hugh Thief is starting to catch up. Something else, I know I didn't mention it, but this is like an icy planet, so you're pod racing on ice. And because of that, the two people in last place, which is Mats and Bats Cantrell, the two brothers, they lose control of their pods. And Mats just slams into Bats Cantrell, and they explode.
Oh, Christ.
And they both die.
Oh. And a big fire explosion.
For a hot second, you guys can't see this because it happened so quickly, but they slam into each other and they combine to become one Mantrell. That's become. And then they squish completely and they just.
Chubrub jumps out of his chair.
Then they're a blood trail.
Spewing beer and food everywhere.
What's Murder Boy's reaction to this?
He's just like, well, he's out. He's way down there. You guys see this little him. And he's in close up frame for Shannon later. And he's just, yeah.
Yeah. Licks his lips. Mm. Yeah.
That's one good murder. Two more from me.
Oh!
Chubrub high fives the shit out of him.
He's nowhere near the
track.
Force high five.
He just gets slapped.
Give me another roll.
All right, that is a 20.
All right, you are still. It's pretty much still the same. You are in the lead, and Hugh Thief is behind you, and then behind him is Prox Molly. That's the current standing. So, you guys just continue on. Give me one more roll. And you have another lap after that, and then you're done.
Oh, that is another 20.
You're still in the lead. Don't worry.
Oh.
27.
Okay, now you good.
Oh, shit. Right. Looks like you just pulled way ahead.
Yeah, you pull way ahead. I mean, really, you would have had to... I honest to God, you would have had to, like, critical fail to have not won at this point. It's you, then Hugh Thief and Prox Molly in the top three. And you win, and you win. I guess you win 150 million credits for winning this race through your sponsorships and through all that stuff.
Prize money
and all that. Yeah, all that stuff.
I do donuts, winner's circle.
Yeah, you spin out, and Thorbin's down there just like doing some weird dance that only a 14-year-old. He's flossing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Thorbin. Oh, no.
I love it. Keldybag would be into it. I personally can't stand this shit.
I can't either, but it's just a thing
Thorbin's
that
dabbing.
14-year-olds do. So. Yeah. Are you flossing too?
No, I'm just...
Are you
dabbing?
Dabbing.
Okay. One hand on the controls, the other one. Eat. Is that a thing that's been invented in the system?
So at this point, you are now the top pod racer in the galaxy.
Hey-o.
And Chubrub went home and decided that it was not for him, so that is part of his destiny as well. So as you guys are celebrating and getting the pod racer back onto the Tin Sparrow and back up to the big ship, you guys are on the Tin Sparrow. You guys get a call on your holocom.
Holla.
What's up, fellas? It's been a while. I've been here, but no one has talked to me, so...
What's up, homie?
What's up, fool?
What you doing?
Oh, just chilling, you know, up here on the big ship. Listen, we just got a call from Verbok. He's got a really big score for you guys. And he wants you guys to get back
to
Narsh.
A big Thor?
A big score.
Okay.
Like a job that you're going to get a lot
like
of fucking money from.
Like the Jersey Shore?
No. No. A job that you guys can do and get a lot of money from. I think there might be a train involved. I don't know. I only have some of the plans. So... Get on home, boys. Also, keep an eye on Thorbin. I think he's up to no good. I just feel like he's going down a dark road. Man. Did you guys see the headlines from the new...
I'm so proud of him.
Okay, well, I'll see you guys when you guys get back to the ship. We've got shit to do.
All right, see you on Miss Connections, bud.
See ya.
Fucking thank me for my race win.
You're surely PN15.
So you guys...
Jumps out airlock.
You guys get back to the big ship. You plot your course. Travel the 2 days back to now Hutta. Mm. And you guys arrive in the spaceport that you always land in. Right, that's pretty close to both the Tiki Hut, which is the first cantina you guys met in, as well as Verbok's Estate. As you guys are making your way through the spaceport and out onto the streets, you see Thief's Emporium, the store, which you guys have visited several times.
That guy.
Is it still there? Is that the one that we...
That I may
his
have...
His son was in a tricked. Terrible accident.
Did I mind trick him to give us a great deal?
Yeah, it was like 90%.
Yeah.
I may have put in an anonymous tip.
Yeah, at that moment, the now hut of police, which are just two huts and little tiny little... bulletproof vest, I guess, or whatever.
Are they wearing bobby hats?
They have the hats. Yeah, they have those hats on, and they're escorting Drew Thief out of the
store. And he's handcuffed. And he sees you guys. He's like, hey! Guys, help me out!
Yeah. World star!
And I take out my holo recorder and I holo record it.
With your holo phone?
Hey, with my holo phone.
As Kale's recording, he's like looking at you guys. He's like, hey! Help me out! I'm being arrested!
Wait, what?
Why are you being arrested?
Yeah, what's up?
Someone tipped him off that I killed my... I did not kill my son! I didn't do it! Yo, man, it almost tripped me up, motherfuckers.
Kid.
Help me out!
And I point it at Kale D-Bag. I go, it was him!
Oh, my God!
JK's!
Kale D-Bag! I know you because you're a popular racer now. I will enact my revenge!
Oh my, this is going to get so many hits.
Did he kill his son, or did we kill his son?
He definitely killed
his son. He definitely offed his own boy because he was like a low-life druggie in the back room.
Fair. He was doing death sticks.
Oh,
that's fine.
I'm going to ask the Hutts why killing requires them to take him away. That happens all the time here. Like, is there something else, or...
He may also owe them money because, for some reason, he's been selling shit at 90% off.
Mm-hmm. That's fair, too.
the sale never ended.
Oh, no. I feel partially responsible for this.
Can we buy the armory and just, keep everything?
Nobody's watching that armory.
I know. We could go in.
There is nothing left. He has sold everything. At 90% off.
I go inside and I take the fire extinguisher.
It's gone.
What?
He sold it. Are y'all doing anything about it? I'm not doing anything about this.
I don't know. I kind of feel guilty.
I feel real bad.
I don't feel guilty at all.
You can mind trick them right now to be like, oh, you don't want to arrest him.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go up to the Hutts and be like,
nah, it's cool. He didn't do anything wrong. You're just gonna let him go.
You got the wrong guy.
Yeah, but you can't mind trick a Hutt, right?
Nope.
Oh, that's right. You can't mind trick a Hutt. Shit.
Oh, I can't.
Ross could probably persuade them, but you know.
No, I'm cool. I'm
but
thinking
the police,
about
they can
I'm thinking about
the
Caleb taking the store and selling his guns out of it. So yeah,
I'm still gonna try
right
and persuade.
Now.
Fuck it. I'm gonna do a cute check. I'm just gonna like give him the big like puppy dog Ewok eyes and pretend to cry a little bit.
He's such a good man. He don't deserve it.
Okay.
20?
No.
I tried.
You're giving him the puppy dog eyes, but your eyes are crusty and you're crying, but it's an ugly cry. Snot running from your nose.
Yeah, you're overselling
it.
No, they actually look at you and you see one of them lick his lips.
Oh,
because you to them look like a nice little treat.
I think I'm gonna have to kill these motherfuckers,
and we're wanted.
I mean, we can just go where we're supposed to be going. We don't need to be here at all.
I think we're overthinking this since we haven't played in 2 months.
Yeah.
We should just let them go.
Let's
walk to Verbog.
Yeah, let's go.
Cool. So,
sorry about your luck, true thief.
We're driving. Because I bought those speeders.
Yeah,
so we're always using
them. Yeah, we're rolling in style.
It's only a 4-seater.
So either
chub rubs on someone's lap or you're flying.
I'm flying.
So you guys leave him and the places they as they drag him away, and he's yelling at you guys, pleading for help and
swearing his revenge on Kale.
Yeah. I like that.
He's definitely not going to come back and fuck us in the ass later. No, not at all.
And you guys continue on down the way to Verbox Estate. So you guys arrive at Verbox Estate. You guys are ushered in and into his little throne room, or whatever you want to call it. And you can see that he is not alone. There is a human male with him. Big motherfucker. It's like 6'6", tall. Whoa. You can see that he's wearing these like really nice robes, really nice, but he's got like really pale skin and like kind of dark circles around his eyes.
Shaved head.
He is bald, and again the robes are pretty big on him. Also, they're like really nice, but they look oversized. They're not tailored to his body type. So Verbog introduces him, and he tells you that his name is Dessel Bromley, and that he is a historian. And that you guys have been helping him through Verbog and finding those artifacts and stuff that you've been sent to go find. Like the Logue Dagger. And in fact, he is there to pick that up from Verbog. Verbog was really just holding it for him until he came to pick it up. The Vaults of Tartaglia, That was his find, and he's the one that asked Verbok to send the first crew out there that you guys went and saved. All of that has been through Dessel Bromley. He's the one who's been searching and researching and doing all this stuff. He is a collector of artifacts, and he has a new job for you guys.
Sup?
I don't work for free.
You're welcome.
He says,
I plan on paying you all very well.
Oh, sweet. All right.
How much, though?
What up, though?
We'll see how well you perform this task.
Oh, I perform.
Yeah, but every time we do a task, we don't know how much we're going to make until the end. It'd be nice to know up front.
Fair. I don't know how many of you are going to make it out of this alive.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. He's just, oh, dude, we've been fucking with Doug the wrong day.
So it tells you,
what you're looking for is an old sculpture called the Infant of Shah. It's from the lost planet of Salot. Several of my colleagues and I believe that the statue was part of a pair, based on ancient writings we found on the planet of Pantora. The first writings I ever read on the statue were from my great-great-great-great-grandfather, Jesse Bromley. We recently discovered the statue in the hands of House Thule on Alderaan, and I believe they stole it from my family, and I want it back. I've talked to the matriarch of House Thule, Esther, about selling the statue to me, but she won't budge. So what I need you all to do is travel to Alderaan, where Esther Thule is transporting the statue, along with all of her family's collections of paintings, artwork, and artifacts by train, to the capital city of Alderaan for some exhibit there. I need you to board that train, and as discreetly as possible, make sure that statue never arrives.
He said Twain.
Hell yes.
Finally.
Hell yes. Hell yes. Hell yes. Train heist.
Train heist.
That's what we've been training
everyone
for.
That is correct.
At three. Ready? Three, two, one.
Train heist.
And then we all high five.
Freeze frame.
Freeze frame. Or Star Wipe.
No. Freeze
cut,
frame.
Print,
Dessel and Verbok are so confused. Like, what's going on? What the fuck is happening?
It's just Chub Rub and Marky using the force to hold
and
you
I'm
all up.
I'm using my jetpack.
Take the picture. Dennis.
So after 5 minutes of you guys just sitting there, like floating there.
I called him Dennis.
Are these the right guys for this?
Yeah, as you guys are floating there, Dessel turns to Verbok and he's just like,
oh, are you sure? Are you sure this is your best team?
Yeah, he's got a vouch for us, right?
I give him a Katie Lotz-esque speech about us being like wild cards, but we
while we're hovering,
yeah. Ragtag group, all, but yeah,
while you're hovering,
we got results.
Yeah, we get results.
Yeah,
we get results.
So, anyways, he tells all of you guys that, and you guys are escorted out of Verbok's estate.
I'd like to congratulate everyone for not making a joke about looking for things in all the wrong places.
Hey, everyone, and thank you so much for listening. I'm glad to be back. Episode 39, what's up? We're getting there, right? Almost to 40. The road to 40 continues. I'm just kidding. I hope you guys are enjoying the episode. This is kind of like a filler episode before we get to, the really cool, fun stuff. These like interlude sort of episodes exist because they have to, and we have to do things and take care of business that we haven't done in a while, so that's kind of what this episode is. So, you know, thanks for sticking it out with us. Let's just go right into the things we need to talk about, that we always talk about here in the middle of the show. Let's talk about the 8-Bit Geek Network, huh? If you are a fan of this show, if you like what you're listening to, and you like our silly voices and whatnot, please go check out other shows on the network, like the 8-Bit Geek, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts. A lot of the characters and stuff that you actually hear on this show, like Mark Kenobi and PN15, those characters kind of originated over on 8-Bit Geek, if you didn't know that. We do a segment on that show and have been doing it for years now called Misconnections, where we read misconnections from Craigslist, and we do them in stupid voices. And PN15 is based off of this character I do called Sean Pennis, and it's that voice, but without like the robot-y effects. And then Jared does Mark Wahlberg, and that just kind of became Mark Kenobi. and it's a lot of fun. Go listen to it. It's a fun show. We talk about nerdy news and things that are happening. So go check that out. Divas Drop Kicks and Dives is, if you're a big fan of wrestling, with WrestleMania coming up, if you're into wrestling, check that show out. Divas Drop Kicks and Dives. They really focus a lot more on the indie wrestling stuff and instead of just the WWE, because let's be honest, WWE kind of sucks. Man, isn't the greatest for its quote-unquote employees. I don't know if you guys watch the John Oliver thing on it. It's very interesting. But anywho's, go check them out. You're going to love it. And then Brainberry Tarts is kind of similar to 8-Bit Geek in that they kind of talk about like nerdy news, but with a female perspective. So go listen to that and listen in as Deb and Windress talk about, again, nerdy news, as well as like their cosplays and things that they're working on, which can be pretty cool. To kind of get that insight as to like, what goes into making a cosplay for a convention and all that fun stuff. You can find all of these shows over on our website, the8bitgeek.com. There you can find links to all of the shows and where to listen to them. You can also find a link over to our Discord. We pimp our Discord so much because we have such a phenomenal community over there. There's always people on. There's always people to talk to. There's a bunch of different chats for a bunch of different topics. Like there's one for losing weight called Get Fit or Die Trying. And then we have another one, if you want to post the food that you're eating, to kind of like contrast the getting fit, it's called Get Fat Without Trying. And, we've got stuff like that. We've got stuff for all the different video games. We've also got one for like DIY stuff. So you can like post progress pictures of things that you're working on, whether it be cosplay or home related things or art or whatever. Speaking of art, we actually have an art channel called Kale's Corner where you can post artwork that you're working on. Works in progress, fan art. We've gotten some Saga fan art over there. We have one for comic books. We have a book club. We have just music, movies, TV, and all that fun shit. And of course, there's also chats for all the shows. So go check that out. Discord, the link is on the website. Go check that out. Also on our website, you can find a link to our store where you can buy t-shirts and stickers. And that is 8bitgeek.threadless.com. And yeah, again, you can find shirts for all the shows. We've got a bunch of Saga shirts, so you can get like your Sarlacc Money Pit shirt. You can get one with Sawbone that says "Take aim, use Deadeye, and shoot him in the face." There's I keep saying this, and maybe one day he'll finish it. But Kale's working on the Kale D-Bag Racing shirt. It's gonna be sick as fuck, and it'll be done eventually. And when it comes out, you're going to love it. So keep an eye out for that because it's going to be cool whenever he finishes it. I went back recently and listened to an episode from like a year ago where I'm talking about this shirt and he's still fucking working on it because he's a perfectionist and he can't stop. So Caleb, if you're listening to me right now, finish it already. People are waiting. Just finish the damn thing, all right? Jesus. You can also find links to our social media. You can find us at Facebook at the 8-Bit Geek. You can find us on Twitter at 8-Bit_Saga. If you use the 8-Bit Saga hashtag, we'll name a character after you. This week we have characters named after Jesse Bromley, who is at The Real Ghosty, and then Esther Thule, which is at, it looks like Alistera? That's what it looks like. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Please feel free to correct me. So anyways, thank you Esther and Jesse for tweeting about the show and sharing the show with your friends and stuff, and hope you guys enjoy your characters. I guess technically Jesse Bromley is dead, because Jesse Bromley was a great 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 grandfather of the character that we met, Dessel. The one big thing that we want to talk about this week in this break is our Patreon. Patreon.com/8BitGeek. This is the end of the free week. It is Friday, and today is the last day of all the free stuff over on our Patreon. Now, just because it's the last day doesn't mean that like tomorrow all that stuff is no longer free. That stuff will be free forever, but it just happens to be that Friday is the last day of that. And so if you're listening now, go to our Patreon. You get the daily show, every episode from every day this week. Monday through Friday of The Diner. That is absolutely free. So you're looking at episodes ranging from about 15 minutes to 45 minutes, normally about just random topics, our top fives, what we're watching. I think we talk about, Oh, who even knows? I forget. We record these things so early in the morning, I never remember what we talk about. But we do like Fan Friday, where we answer questions. So go check it out. It's over on our Patreon. It's completely free this week. You can listen in and kind of see what you're, you know, what you could be supporting for as little as $5 a month. $5 a month now gets you literally about everything. It gets you the diner. It gets you the extended episodes of the 8-Bit Geek and 8-Bit Saga. It also gets you the access to the 8-Bit Saga webcomic, which you should be checking out. There's about 22 pages out now, and they're out almost every Friday. We have a new new page out. So, you know, go check it out. Once again, that's patreon.com/8BitGeek. I cannot recommend this enough. We just want to share with you guys, like, what is available, like, you know, during the week on our Patreon. And so this is a free week. Again, if you're listening to this on Monday, you can still go listen to this stuff. This stuff will be free forever. So you can always, you know, whenever you listen to this, the first week of April 2019, all the content that week is free. So Saga Pages, Saga Extended Episode with the Goofs, 8-Bit Geek Extended Episodes, The Diner, all of it free. Go check it out. Patreon.com/8BitGeek. And last but not least, I want to thank Graham Plowman for his music. And for creating our theme song. Thank you so much, Graham Plowman. You can find him over on Twitter at GP Composer. Go give him a follow. And I think that's it. I think I've talked enough. Let's get back to the show. Let's finish this up. Next episode will be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited for the things that are coming. We've got a bunch of great episodes lined up. A lot of crazy stuff. In fact, you know, I was thinking about it. I'm editing stuff right now that was recorded back in December. And then, like, January, we recorded the follow-up episode. And then, like, February, we recorded an episode with Kev, which takes place in between those, like, December and January session. But then we also recorded a thing with Caleb as the DM back in, like, September, which will be also in between the December and January session. Like, there's a time jump in between those two, and there's things that happen. And so, we're just all over the place right now with, when things are taking place and when we're recording them. So it's going to be a lot of fun to try to edit all this stuff together in a nice cohesive way. But anyways, let's get back to it. I'll shut the fuck up. Thank you for listening. If you are on Patreon, enjoy the goofs at the end. If you're listening over on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to our show, go over to our Patreon and listen to the episode. And, you know, if you've already listened to the show, jump to the end, you know, or whatever, and listen to the goofs. The things that you miss out on by not being a Patreon supporter. So, again, free this week. God, shut up, Doug. Shut up. See you guys. So what are you guys doing? You guys have got to go to Alderaan, but if you guys need to do anything.
Maps. I need a bus by where my my ship thing's getting built and drop some more money on it.
Okay.
Here's three.
$3 billion?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I guess I need to go to Nar Shaddaa to get it. So I'm going to go get it.
Yeah, and everything's on Nar Shaddaa. The shipbuilders are on Nar Shaddaa also.
Oh, yeah, I thought they were on Ahada. Then we're just going to go there.
Okay.
We're going to go to Nar Shaddaa.
All right. So you guys go get on the 10 Sparrow, and you make the 2-hour flight back to Nar Shaddaa. You land. You guys are
do you
want to
take
now?
A night in our apartments?
Yes.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah, I'm going to overnight some explosives from Spamazon.
Okay.
Kale, you going to do anything?
Yeah, lots of things. A little of this, a little of that.
You want to go get a Klem Dog?
We'll go get a Klem Dog together. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm kind of on a cleanse. They really fucked me up, man.
It was so bad.
There's a whole week during this past break where I was seeing several specialists.
Week break? What?
I was just wearing different clothes every. I was just wearing different clothes every time.
Yeah, but you've been like on the tin spare. Or
I was hollow netting with the specialists.
Okay. No, that was just me in different clothes.
Oh my god! Oh my god! It all makes so much sense now.
Didn't you notice the head?
I just thought they were really tall wigs.
So
I could just see it like coming in and being like, hi, yes, I'm...
Well, it started out with you giving me a recommendation to stop eating Klim Dog. I said, I want to see a second opinion.
He comes out as a different doctor. Yeah.
And I said, I want to see a third opinion, but by that guy, I guess you he was convinced. Right. Yeah.
One of those was P15. I'm not sure how that one.
With a magnetic mustache. So I have face blindness in my character bio.
Okay, so you're not going to do anything?
I check on my production.
There you go. All right, so you go over to your warehouse thing. Your technicians are working away and on like the quote-unquote living side of the river, because you originally had more of there was like the couches and stuff. It looked like a startup.
It's the thinking space.
Yeah.
It's like Facebook.
You've got... You got a bunch of like Ugnaughts and stuff that are going through their HR training.
HR training is really, really good.
That's being led for some reason by Seismic. I guess you guys haven't found a fucking job for him yet.
Yes.
He just happens to have gone to school for human relations.
Yeah. He's just reading off a script, and it's just like, and
Ugnaught relations. You a are a very special field. Yeah, he's not able to find a good job like this in forever.
Finally. No. And he's like, don't harass your fellow Ugnaughts, and you work 24/7, apparently according to your contracts, and absolutely no singing. That's personal. That's a personal thing for me. But none of it. None of it.
You feel all of the Ugnaughts attending their fists clench.
What do you do?
I just oversee pretty much everything.
Okay. Just make sure it's all up and running. You go take care of your ship, and you drop another, you said, what, $3 billion?
$3 billion.
Okay. So they're going to have it done in 3 months. So really about this point, about 2 months,
okay,
your big ship will be done.
Okay.
The body will be done.
Yeah.
The interior, it'll have to be...
We'll have to go somewhere else. But that's why I'm dropping more, so I can get it done faster.
Sure. So you go do that, and then after that, you two get together, and you devise a plan to hire more Ugnaughts, more scientists, and to up the production
Do you have materials?
Warehouse.
We need materials. Let's go talk to Verbok about materials.
And I reluctantly get dragged to all of these fucking meetings.
Yeah. So you guys spend the rest of your day, and maybe some of the next morning, doing all of that. Chubb, what are you doing?
Just ordering explosives off Spamazon for overnight, chilling, relaxing.
Spending over 35 credits so you get that same day delivery.
Yeah, I gotta get that Amazon or Spamazon Prime.
Okay.
I'm chilling in my crazy custom hotel
Spamazon
suite.
Prime is 100 credits for a year subscription. So
I'm like Spamazon Platinum. Like,
okay, that's 2,000 credits.
I click on it.
Okay, I'm telling you, so you write this shit down.
I have 12 million credits here, man.
I'm making you keep track of your fucking money.
All right.
Yeah.
2,000
credits.
Come
on,
man. Got you.
How much explosives are you?
I mean, I refilled the ship relatively recently, so maybe just, I don't know, a couple of thermal detonators, some detonite.
How much?
A couple of limpet charges. Probably like $5,000 worth.
Okay.
It's a lot.
I keep the 10 sparrow stock, so I can, if I need to refill my personal inventory, I can just pull it from ship.
Yeah.
So I keep enough for like 10 adventures on the 10 sparrow.
Jesus. All right. Sawbone, what are you going to do with your rest of your day and night?
I figured I'd just go hang out in my apartment and shoot the target dummy I have.
Okay. Question.
Yes.
When you were on Rishi,
bam.
This is before you went to Endor. And you hung out with Kuno.
Kuno!
Did you steal any of that space weed? And or buy any?
Oh, I have a lot of...
I'm just imagining him like sitting on the bridge of that giant starship with like smoke pouring out of his helmet, sitting there with no one like acknowledging it, just fucking smoke
factory.
Is he
factory. On
fire? Well, they know at this point. I was just asking because I didn't know if you just went back to your apartment and were just blazing it.
I blaze it while I'm shooting, you know? Keep fresh.
Mark and Obi, what are you doing?
I'm going to visit my food truck.
Okay.
And check in on them.
Okay. You find the one in front of the casino to no longer be hovering.
No, that was a joke. I have a manager and everything.
And somehow still the tires have been stolen off of it?
Yeah.
It doesn't run on tires. They're gone.
But everyone loves a clam dog.
Good news, you still have one on the big ship that was supposed to be taken to Coruscant, but is still on the big ship.
Nice. Take two.
I walk inside, pick up a pot, and put it down. And
yeah, it's like your workers just abandoned it because you haven't been checking up on them and
still been paying them.
But I thought you just run a business and it runs itself. You start one, it runs itself. That's what I've heard. Oh, man.
It's true.
So I call the insurance company.
Do you have insurance on it?
I mean, yeah.
Have you been paying for insurance on it?
I don't know. Sorry. Let me check.
Yep.
Nope.
Hey, insurance. I don't have insurance.
I don't remember if we included that in the cost of the food truck.
Hey, insurance people, I think I got insurance. Can you check?
Sure.
Okay. Markenobi's, Kenoburger.
How do you spell that?
It's David. It's M-Ark Kenobi.
One word or two?
That's a two. One. It's a one. It's a 1-2. It's a 1-2 punch.
I'm not seeing anything in my system.
Okay, thanks. Can I buy some?
Sure.
Okay, how much?
Well, do you want to do a year long, or do you want to pay every 6 months?
That's a good question. Can you run down the differences between the full coverage and the liability?
What do you want to get insurance on?
My food truck.
Oh, okay. Mm. What's the model of the ship?
Oh, it's a Wasserburger XTL 400 series. Oh, that's nope. Sorry. That's the soap dispenser. I was looking at the wrong place. I'm not sure. I'll send you a picture. Here you go. I'd take a picture of the plate. It's an AA speeder truck.
Ooh, what's it look like?
It looks like a food truck.
No, I mean like what state is it in?
Oh, well, so it's like broken. It's got, like, graffiti
uh-huh.
on it.
Uh-huh.
It's Ooh. Got, like, tires on it.
What?
Yeah. They took the floaty part, but they put tires on it.
Pulsar lift.
I don't fucking know. The roof's missing.
Oof.
And the pots and pans are dirty.
Nope. Sorry, we're going to have to deny your claim or request. We can't insure that.
It, and then I want to put a claim in.
No.
Why?
Because that's not how insurance works.
Wait. I just bought this, like, a couple months ago. There's got to be warranty.
Well, then you need to go talk to the...
Give me his number.
I don't know who you bought it from.
I got it from the space dealers.
That means nothing to me. I've got to go now. You have a good day.
Okay,
good
bye.
Luck on your truck.
Hey, PN.
What's up?
Hey, who is the guy who I took on a tin sparrow, hung out, and he lives on Now Shutter?
Now Shutter.
What's Now Shutter?
Now Hutter.
Now, that's Camden Toydarian.
Oh, yeah, call him for me.
I'm not fucking Siri.
Oh, okay, send me his number.
I don't have it.
Hey, Siri, dial that guy.
And your data pad thing or whatever calls him.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, dude, what's going on?
Nothing, just selling. So, are you guys back on planet?
Quick.
Oh, boy, is that Ted Sparrow nearby? Ah, oh, shit. Oh, I want another ride, bro.
Okay, you gotta calm it down.
That's right. He has a total hard on for the tin sparrow.
Sorry, man. It's just such a shiny ship.
Okay, let me ask you a quick question. Okay,
uh-huh.
Let's just hypothetical. Let's say the food truck was abandoned because I forgot to pay all uh-huh. the workers.
Sure.
Because I thought when you set up a business, it runs itself.
No, but no.
If that were hypothetically to happen, do I have warranty?
You bought a used food truck, man.
No. I decked it out. I bought brand new, and I got that top of the class. I paid a lot of dough for that. I got the upgrades.
I'll make you a deal.
Okay.
I'll let you bring it in, and we'll get it fixed up for you nice, all nice, make it like it's brand fucking new again.
Okay.
In exchange.
For?
I just want to hang out with you guys.
Oh, okay.
Tell you what.
I just really want to hang out on this ship. It's a really nice ship.
Tell you what. Okay. Make you a deal.
Uh-huh.
You can spend one night on the ship.
Oh, okay.
You spend one night on the ship. You can take a shower on the ship.
Even better.
Okay. But I need you to find me a manager to run my business.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find somebody.
But it's got to be good.
All right, I'll figure it out. I'll find somebody.
You want to do it? Two showers.
Oh, that's a really good deal. This is very, very tempting offer. Two showers a month.
Okay. How about this? I can't swing that because we're not going to be around that often. But I'll pick you up in the Tin Sparrow. I'll give you a ride.
Uh-huh.
You take one shower. You can watch one movie.
Oh.
And spend the night.
Okay. Just one movie?
Which movie?
Okay. What do you think? You be the manager, and I'll also, like, pay you and stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, like...
I assumed.
Credits.
Yeah.
Unless... You just want to move into the Tin Sparrow.
Oh, my God.
And you manage remotely.
No, I'm more of a hands-on manager.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
All right. Yeah, so I'm on Al Hutta, so you want to come give me your, you know, come pick me up?
Sure. I just got to, make a quick call.
All right.
Okay.
I'll pack my overnight bag.
Okay, good.
I'll see you in a bit.
He's so happy.
Now I'm on the comms.
Okay.
Hey, Sawbone? Hey, we got to go pick somebody up. Either A, you fly the ship, or I'm going to do it, and you're not going to want that.
Who are we flying around?
Oh,
Camden.
Camden Toy.
Darian.
Darian Toy. Camden Toy,
toy Darian.
Darian
Story.
You know the guy who loves the ship.
Mark, I've smoked a lot
cool.
of plants.
Cool, we're going to go. Let's go.
I'm just letting you know I smoked a lot of plants, so it's not going to go super fast.
We go super slow picking them up.
Yeah, a two-hour flight now takes 3.5 hours.
Everybody's like, where are they?
It is now nighttime on Al Hutta.
Long story short, he's managing my thing.
Yeah.
I also am going to have him manage my other one on Coruscant. And
remotely?
Huh? Like no, remotely. He'll go visit every okay. once in a while.
So yeah, you travel to Al Hutta, you pick him up, you fly him around. It's nighttime, so he pretty much gets on, he takes a shower immediately. He doesn't sleep in anyone's bed. Instead, what he does is in that living quarters area, he lays down on the couch with some blankets that he pulled off of someone's bed, and he puts on Space Transformers 6, because in his opinion, it's the best.
Before he goes to sleep, I want to walk in and offer him some of that space good.
He's like, nah, I'm good.
All right, man.
Thanks, though.
For sure.
No, don't you know what happens to people that do drugs here on Al Hutta?
Nope.
Drew Thief kills him. The following morning, Mark and Obi and Sawbone, you guys fly back to Nar Shaddaa. You've got Camden with you. He's going to find some people to help bring the old food truck back and they're going to get it all fixed up and stuff. So you guys are taking him back. So he is in the cockpit. It's just losing his fucking mind. Last time he rode in it, you guys just kind of flew him around Al Hutta a little bit, but now he's like flying to Nar Shaddaa on the thing, and he's just loving it. He's loving it. He's like flying in place, and his wings are growing really, really, really fast. Faster than normal.
Hey, keep it down over there.
I'm just so pumped, man. This is dope as shit.
Don't touch anything.
I love this ship.
Don't touch anything.
So you guys meet up at the spaceport on Nar Shaddaa as they land the Tin Sparrow. You guys are going to take that up to the big ship that is up in space.
So we dropped him off?
Yep.
Against his will.
Yeah.
So when we get ready to drop him off, I'm like,
hey, man, enjoy. I'll see you next time.
All right, man. And he walks down the
Ask
ramp
him if
slowly.
He wants some of this
and he has
before he leaves.
No. And he has
hold on.
Rubs his hand against the ship.
Hold on.
As he walks by.
I'm running out and I hand him a little box. And in the box is the soap carving of the Tin Sparrow.
He opens it and he's like, this looks like a turtle.
Oh no, this is a replica. 100%. Take it.
Did you make this?
Yeah, I carved it myself.
I'll cherish it forever.
Ding.
And he takes it and he skips off the ship. He's super pumped. And the rest of you are there waiting for them so you guys can head off to Alderaan.
We need to find a map
of
the area we're going to be in Alderaan. Like, let's get a train map. We can do this on Alderaan, but or find it on the internets. I'm gonna search the HoloNet for train maps.
Sure, you find the map for that.
Cool.
The best place.
Figure out the area where
what's our time frame?
You can tell that like the train is gonna be moving through mountains a lot. It's gonna be a really pretty trip for those on the train.
Before we leave Nar Shaddaa, I'm gonna go to the Red Box and get Solo.
Okay.
And then we're going to watch it on the way there.
Yeah.
Like prepare. Just that one part.
I just want to say, though, real quick, speaking of for the listeners, we've been talking about doing a train mission much longer than Solo's been out.
Yeah. I've been asking if we're going to do a train mission for like 6.5 years.
We've only been doing the show for 2.
It's weird.
And he's been wanting the train mission for six and a half.
I would like to talk to PN.
Okay.
And be like,
hey, PN, we're going to go do a train mission.
Oh, shit.
Would you mind
coming along?
No. Would you mind
coming along,
piloting the ship to us whenever we're ready to get off the train?
Sure. Why can't we have someone else do that and have PN come with us?
No.
We can make him a skin suit and he can be one of us.
We have like a mercenary and like a droid, like a combat droid.
Those are the same droid.
We can bring those people with us, but ultimately we need someone to pilot the ship.
Yeah, I can do it. I'll stay behind. You guys have fun on the train.
Hey, PN, just know I voted for you.
I appreciate it.
I vote for you always. I'm just like, I would appreciate your help.
No, it's fine, Sawbone.
Oh, shit.
I helped pay for your upgrades and things. Like, you know, I mean, I love you.
I've been upgraded?
Yeah. I got upgraded. Shit.
Willie.
You got the
you
hat.
Used to not have anything, and then we dressed
you. Got the chain?
Oh, you just meant my clothes.
Yeah.
It's not an upgrade.
I mean,
I think we stopped your leaks, didn't we?
Yeah, I fixed your leaks.
I'm just saying.
No, it's cool though. I was final pilot. It was fun.
Thanks for helping us out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna order him a little toy train off of Spamazon.
It's the most passive aggressive robot.
Droid.
Okay. Well, it won't be there by the time you leave, so it'll be there by the time you get back.
David.
If you get back. So, anyways.
Bum, bum, bum.
And you guys take the big ship and you head towards Alderaan.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.